WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariff troubles dragging on stocks again despite President Trump's latest one-month exemption on some Mexican goods, along with yesterday's 30-day reprieve for car imports. Those companies participating in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal. Businesses also, including farmers, say they're dealing with thin cost margins too. Jack Vesey is a produce grower in California.
Any type of tariff or trade war, there's winners and losers. There's certain things that, you know, it might be a positive for us. There may be some things that might be negatives. Concern on fertilizer price and some of our inputs. You know, if those increase, that's going to put a damper on things. That's going to increase our costs.
The White House Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says President Trump's call with Hamas leaders centering on the release of all hostages. Hamas earlier had rejected the demand until they say the second phase of the ceasefire deal goes into effect. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night of sleep as he continues to battle pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. It gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures flirting with 40 and winds still a touch breezy out of the west. We become mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling to the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, a few more clouds in the morning and more sunshine in the afternoon with high temperatures trying to tap 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on this Thursday, March 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies and a cloud in the sky that I can see out of the world headquarters here in downtown Madison on State Street. Great to have you along. How about Chad Holmes stopping by, Zommers? Now, there's a guy who's getting it done day in, day out, just like our friend Phil Nee at WRCO. Holmes up there at WXCO in Wausau. He's getting up before the chickens get up. He's doing a show. He's doing a couple of hours of a radio show. And then he's going out at night and broadcasting hockey and baseball. And the list goes on. And he's down here now broadcasting state high school hockey.
Yeah, those two work so hard,
right?
And deserve praise. And it's always good to hear his takes. And I'm glad that he got to come on coincidentally when somebody from Wausau called in.
That exactly. It just shows you how we're all kind of connected. And good luck to all those Wisconsin high school hockey teams, boys and girls, who are participating here in Madison this weekend. It is serious stuff, these hockey's state tournaments. So big kudos to all of them. You can listen to those broadcasts, by the way, if you don't live in Wausau, via the Civic Media app. Simply download it at your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic on the old search bar in your app store, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free, gratis, won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King over there at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Listen to Chad tonight on the Civic Media app. Lots to get to this hour, including our what's worse on butter or margarine. That'll be fun. I don't think it'll be close, but maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe people feel differently than me. I don't know. Going to talk more about these cuts yesterday being announced at Department of Veterans Affairs, 80,000 employees. And now today, word is that Trump is going to effectively shut down the U.S. Department of Education. Which is ironic, for me at least, that it happens today, because today, the 6th of March, would have been my maternal grandmother, Marge Wallace, would have been her 104th birthday. She died at the ripe old age of 96. And before the show, I thought to myself, if I had said to my grandmother in her 90s, well, just think, Grandma, in 2025, you'll be 104. Her reaction most likely would have been, oh, I hope not. I hope I'm not around. Because, I mean, she worked her tail off literally building a university and helping others and being an educator. She grew up as a farm girl
And by in her 90s, she had, you know, she was in a lot of pain, just her bones and everything. And
as happens to a lot of people.
And she would say, I don't want to live to be 100. And she didn't. She checked out at 96. And by the way, she lived the last 8-ish years in a nursing home and had all of her faculties up until the day she died. And by golly, she voted. So she was the first woman to serve as a dean on the University of Wisconsin campus at UW-Richland, with so many other people there in the Richland Center area, helped to establish that. And it survived for over 50 years until Jay Rothman took over the UW system and the Republicans defunded it. And Tony Evers said, I care, but not enough to do anything about it. That's going to be a new segment. I care, but not enough to do anything about it.
You know, Jay Rothman and those guys, they're doing the best they can.
Right. So anyway, happy birthday, Grandma. I know you're looking down. Thanks for all you did. Your legacy lives on in so many lives that you helped. I still have people come up to me and say, if it wasn't for your grandmother, I would have never got my education. I wouldn't have my job. It just goes to prove the ripple effect of one person on other people's lives. So there you go. Speaking of that, ripple effects, I want to begin this hour. It was great to have Chad in here, but we didn't get to. I want to revise and extend some remarks that I made yesterday about the joint session of Congress, the presidential speech. Trump was there. And Congressman Al Green, I believe of Texas, Democrat, stood up and was shouting at Donald Trump as he was trying to give the speech. And Mike Johnson, the speaker, gave him a warning, pounded the gavel, said, you're out of order. If you don't stop, we'll have you removed. And Green continued. And so they called the sergeant at arms and had Al Green removed. I said yesterday that while I don't agree with Johnson on much, I agreed that was appropriate because he wouldn't stop. And people said, well, why isn't it okay for Marjorie Taylor Greene and others to yell liar at Joe Biden, but not? And I said, well, I know it's nuanced, but they stopped. They didn't continue on. Al Green did. And look, I'm 55. I'm an institutional guy. I worked for both the United States House of Representatives and the State Senate. I have seen firsthand that normally the most effective way to get something accomplished in these institutions is to have rules that everybody has to follow. And so I just said, look, I think what Green said was important, that Trump doesn't have a mandate to cut Medicaid. But I don't think he did it the right way. Al Green took to the House floor yesterday, and I listened to it. I saw it on Twitter, actually. And I listened to it, and I thought to myself, would I have listened to that if he hadn't been thrown out? If he just went to the House floor and said something, would I have stopped and clicked and listened to that? Let's listen to it, then we'll discuss. Here's Al Green yesterday on the House Representatives floor.
And I did it with intentionality. The president indicated that he had a mandate. I said to the president, you do not have a mandate to cut Medicaid. I have constituents who need Medicaid. They will suffer and some will die if they don't get Medicaid. I heard the speaker when he said that I should cease. I did not, and I did not with intentionality. It was not done out of a burst of emotion. I was emotional about it, but I did it with intentionality. I think that on some questions, questions of conscience, you have to be willing to suffer the consequences. And I have said I will. I will suffer whatever the consequences are, because I don't believe that in the richest country in the world, people should be without good health care. I stood up for my constituents then. I'm standing up for my constituents now. I am grateful to Mr. McGovern for what he has said. I'm grateful to those who have been standing with me. But I will tell you, I appreciate you. No anger. The officers who escorted me out, they were kind to me. I don't blame the speaker for anything. Friends, I would do it again. I have to be candid with you. I'm not trying to in some way insult you. This is a matter of principle. This is a matter of conscience. There are people suffering in this country because they don't have health care. I'll close with this. On some issues of matter, that are matters of conscience, it is better to stand alone than not stand at all. This is where I stand.
Democratic U.S. Representative Al Green of Texas. So I listened to that. And I thought, would I have stopped on Twitter and listened if Al Green hadn't been thrown out? And if I'm honest with myself, no, I wouldn't have. I thought he was exquisite in that explanation. I thought he was, I guess the only other word is exquisite. It reminds me of the great late civil rights activist John Lewis, who reminded all of us that sometimes it's good to have good trouble. And I think Al Green got into some good trouble. And while I still don't think that we should become Parliament in the UK with prime minister's questions and yelling at one another, I think Al Green made his point. And the fact that he accepted the responsibility and said, look, I know whatever punishment's coming my way, I'll take it. Didn't make excuses for it. Took responsibility. But he made a really important point. And it was a way to cut through in a time when it's very tough to cut through message-wise. So that's my second pause, reflect, take on Al Green. I think he did what he needed, what he thought he had to do. He made a point. And it, by the way, it's a very salient one. Because those of us, sometimes including myself, are not paying attention to what really matters. And what really matters are these votes coming up in Congress soon, which are going to determine Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, lives, actual lives of a lot of folks. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, out in beautiful Los Angeles, California. L.A., what do you have?
First off, Al Green is a hero of mine now. And also, you know what? People act like the only people that are on Medicaid and Social Security and Medicare are Democrats. Right. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of Republicans out there that are on Medicare, Medicaid, and
in red congressional districts.
Social Security, right? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I would think that even Republicans would be saying, you know, thank you, Al Green, for speaking out for me. It wasn't like a you lie thing where it was just basically just trying to make a headline. He had a purpose behind what it was he was trying to say. And like you said, Todd, he got that out. Now, I'd like to say that money in politics and lobbyists in politics is what is destroying our country. Because of Citizens United, this has destroyed our country. If we didn't have Citizens United, we wouldn't be having millions of dollars going into a campaign in Wisconsin right now, Susan Crawford and BS. I mean, we would have basically people running for office. And for the gentleman that called before, look, it was the Republican sandbox. We're just playing in it now.
Right. Well, before,
we are not.
Hey, hang on. Just before we run out of time, you put something in the chat. I want to address it. You said the 10 Democrats who voted for the censure of Al Green today. I don't know this for a fact. My guess is if you look, they're Democrats who are in swing districts who barely won the races and are being attacked by conservative media in their district. And so this is a way to try to balance it out politically. They're trying to survive. That's my guess. Appreciate the call, L.A. Come on back. We'll play a little What's Worse. It's the Todd Allball Show. It's March 6th. It's Grandma's birthday, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Birthday wishes. I mentioned before the show, it would have been my Grandma Wallace's 104th birthday. She departed. She checked out at 96. She's happy in heaven, I'm sure. Megan, one of our great folks here in the office in Madison, says, coincidentally, it's also my husband Corey's 30th birthday today. He loves listening to you guys while he's at work. Well, happy birthday, Corey, big 3-0, just a young buck out there in the woods. So thanks for listening. And this brings up an interesting point. I'm thinking maybe for the summer, we start having people send in birthday wishes. I'm a big fan of Garrison Keillor, the old Prairie Home Companion show on National Public Radio, came out of Minnesota. And for so many, very many years, during one part of the show, they'd play music, instrumental, and he would read birthday wishes from people in the audience or people, the listeners would call in, you know, and send out birthday. I think that'd be lovely for us. And timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, because we just bought Civic. Man, believe me, I couldn't buy a raincoat. But the Civic Media just bought a brand new station, well, a legacy station, in northern Minnesota. And when I say northern Minnesota, I mean, like, to paraphrase Sarah Palin, I can see Canada from my back porch. You really can. WLEY, end of the road
or
radio.
It's called. Is it ELY?
Or ELY. Yeah, Ely, Minnesota. Sorry. The old dyslexia kicking in. WELY in Ely, Minnesota. And this is like right near the border of Canada, and they broadcast to the boundary waters up there. And because their signal goes into the boundary waters, it may be one of the few, if not only, signals up there, they are licensed by the FCC to carry emergency announcements. Now, for those of you like me who are big fans of broadcasting and the old and current CBS Sunday morning show that was originated and hosted so very many years by the late great broadcaster Charles Kuralt, who did the On the Road programs and whatnot. Well, he did a couple of stories on Ely, and he fell in love with it. So much so that when he retired from broadcasting in 1995, the station up there, WELY, was falling on hard times, and he bought it. And he ran it. Charles Kuralt, W-E-L-Y in Ely, Minnesota, until his untimely death in 1997, and then it was sold and has fallen into kind of disrepair and been shut down a couple of times. Well, now Civic Media has bought it and has breathed life into it. We have some Craig the Trader, I think he's called up there. Trader Craig, one of the local personalities, is back on the air. And I think this is great because now through Civic, we can broadcast these things to the Boundary Waters. So I think we pick up on that. I think Charles Kuralt would love this and Garrison Keillor. And we just read people's birthdays this summer. So maybe that'll be a thing later on this summer. But cannot wait. I know it's going to be local music up there on WELY. Might be an AM signal coming up there as well. I'm not sure if we're going to. I have a feeling the people of Ely, Minnesota may not want me on their airwaves every day. Because, you know, I'm a little harsh on the Gophers over there.
I will say, though, Phil in Minneapolis just called in and says it is pronounced Ely.
Oh, really? Ely. Well, see, immediately, that's another reason the people in Ely don't want me there is because I can't pronounce their town name. Who wants this Wisconsin boy on our airwaves?
Mark in Prairie du Sac also texted in with that pronunciation.
Well, I appreciate that. That's the first correct pronunciation I've heard. Ely. Ely, Minnesota. Well, thank you. The more you know. And they're lovely, lovely people up there in northern Minnesota. I mean, it's not Iowa.
Watch yourself before we... No.
I don't think we're gonna buy any stations in Iowa, but you never know. And look, we're all from the Midwest, right? We're just getting along. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the caller. So congratulations to all the folks at Ely, Minnesota, who are now part of the Civic Media family. All right, we're going to start this now. We'll finish on the other side. Time once again, 26 past. A little what's worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can deal with this or you can deal with that. You can deal with time once again for what's worse. Nothing to give away. No grand prizes, but it's coming. It's coming. I cannot tell you. I'm not allowed. They're very strict about this, by the way. I cannot tell you what it is. But the grand prize coming up here soon in our text to win contest, it's something you can share. It's something you can share.
Something you can use every day.
Every day. And something so much fun.
Something you can use every night.
Every night. And if you have one and it's a good one, you'll never go back. The grand prize coming up in our text to win coverage. Or contest. You're not going to want to miss it. But we have nothing. This is just your chance to have your voice heard across Civic Media. All right, here we go. Timely indeed, because Easter is on. We're now into Lent, Mr. Zommers. Are you giving anything up for Lent?
Probably not.
All right.
Well, I guess I would have had to know already by now. So I guess the answer is no.
I traditionally, for Lent, I give up abstinence.
How's that working out for you this year?
Somebody has to do it. I've given up abstinence for Lent. So there you go. By the way, I'm going to be on Pete Schwab's show tonight.
Are you going to talk about that?
Maybe.
In more detail?
I might, if he asks. So it'll be a good time to have by all. Join us tonight, 6:30 on Pete Schwab's show, Nightlight with Conrad. Going to be talking TV, movies. I'm not sure. Abstinence. They were asking last night, what do you give up for Lent? I thought I'd save it for tonight. Anyway, what's worse, butter or margarine? Butter or margarine? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, butter or margarine? Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry on Facebook says, based on your tease, I can only assume the grand prize in the text to win contest coming up is related to the testicle festival. No, it is not. But wouldn't that be fantastic if it was? For those that don't listen to us on WMDX in Madison, I guess a lot of people hear Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. Later this week, she's going to be broadcasting from the Testicle Festival. This is a real thing here in Dane County where they have all kinds of Rocky Mountain oysters, deep fried, all that kind of stuff. What would you put on your Testicle Festival Rocky Mountain oyster? Butter or margarine? What's worse? 855-752-4842. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Daylight saving time starts this weekend when clocks are set forward 1 hour, and while that is potentially good news because of the extra light in the evening, it means losing an hour of sleep. Most people dread the loss of sleep in the transition period during the March time change, but children and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, according to Dr. Casey Freimiller, pediatrician, UW Health Kids. Sleep is so important for children because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. He said the springtime change is probably harder for most families, so give yourself grace because emotions will be heightened as the routine is changed. Children thrive on routines, and 1 hour can make a big difference, so families need to plan ahead this week, Freimiller suggests. Bedtime fading, which means adjusting the bedtime in 15-minute increments a few days before the time change. It is important to talk to young children in advance about bedtime changes, not just right before bed. This concept might be especially challenging to teenagers as they are busy with schoolwork, sports activities, friends, and using technology to stay connected. So getting them to go to bed earlier can be tough, but data shows they can be impacted even more in March, according to Freimiller. One study showed teenagers had slower reaction times and trouble paying attention the week following the time change in March because they lost sleep. That can especially impact important things like driving. Also, new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that only 23% of high schoolers got at least 8 hours of sleep in 2023. A good routine that includes a consistent wake-up time and bedtime, sunlight exposure, and physical activity will have the most long-term impact on quality sleep. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures flirting with 40 and winds still a touch breezy out of the west. We become mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling to the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, a few more clouds in the morning and more sunshine in the afternoon with high temperatures trying to tap 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you calling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
taking a lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along here right in the middle of our What's Worst question of the day. Your chance to have your voice heard across Civic Media. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Glad to have you along. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free at your Apple or Android device. Give us a text in. What's worse, butter or margarine? Butter or margarine? 855-752-4842. Now, this is by the way, more clarification. We were talking about our new station over in Minnesota. It's pronounced Ely. Ely, Minnesota, and it's W-E-L-Y. And someone asked, well, if it's over on the other side of the Mississippi, wouldn't it begin with K? Usually stations west of the Mississippi are K. I don't know the full story. All I can tell you is that the original station signed on October 2nd, 1954 as W-E-L-Y-A-M. On the FM side, it was originally called KQEQ, as it was issued of the license in 1992, but then later on changed to WELY-FM. So for whatever reason, it's known as WELY. All right, Zomer, let's get on this. Let's reach out to Trader Craig up there at WELY and get him on the show. We can ask Trader Craig. This will be fantastic.
That would be great.
Right? We're going to have so much fun with this new station in Minnesota up there in the beautiful Boundary Waters. Right now, what's worse, butter or margarine? Butter or margarine? All right. MT in the Grove, better known as Monona Grove, says margarine is worse. It's like spreading warm plastic, and I refuse to spread neither on my testicles.
Mark. Probably a good move.
Because we were talking about this testicle festival. It's a real thing in Rocky Mountain Oysters here in Dane County. The Pam Yonke on the Farm Report is, I mean, it's a big business.
It is. And speaking of the testicle festival, for those of you not listening to WMDX in Madison, the John and Gordy Show is a morning show we have here. Mm. And this is their promo for tomorrow's show.
All right, here we go.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Pam Yonke will be talking about the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival.
If you're unfamiliar with what a testicle is.
Wait, no, don't go there.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
There you go.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, you tune in tomorrow from 6 to 8 and you can learn more. Matt, one of our UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, the old home station. Margarine is worse. Butter is superior for cooking, shaving, and sunbathing. This, and another person sent in, this reminds me of that old Seinfeld article where Kramer decides to use butter does moisturizer and suntan lotion. And
yeah, that's not a good move.
Not a good move. Tony, listening on WMDX in Beaver Dam. It's Wisconsin butter that goes on everything, so margarine is worse. Absolutely. Michael, listening in Tosa on WMDX, says butter is best, margarine is the worst. Kimber, listening in Muscatine on WRCE, saying margarine, worst of all, every day and half the night. Only real butter forever. 855-752-4842. One more here from RCE. Our other UPS driver, Sean of the RC, says butter is better, especially when it's from Alcam Creamery in Richland Center. They do it great. All sorts of great local butter in Wisconsin, right? All right, let's go to Ollie in the North Woods calling back. Ollie, butter or margarine, what's worse?
Well, margarine is definitely worse. It's much more watery, and I prefer to drink my water. And butter actually has recently been medically proved to be better for you than margarine.
Right.
So stick with good old Wisconsin butter, I say.
Great call. Appreciate it, Ollie. 855-752-4842. Zobbers?
We got a text from Megan in Sun Prairie saying, I don't know. I've never had margarine because the chefs in my family respect food too much to use it.
Wow. Wow. Hating the margarine. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee. Beautiful Milwaukee on WMDX. Brian, butter or margarine? What's worse?
I'd have to say margarine. And I made the mistake once where I was baking and I thought margarine was healthier. And if you know what a dump cake is, you literally just take your pie filling, and I use cherry pie filling, put that on the bottom of a 9x13. You then take the chocolate cake mix, put that over, and then you're supposed to take pats of butter, put that over the top, top of the oven, 350 for 45 minutes, and everything melts, and you got yourself a cake. Easiest thing to bake in the world.
Right.
Well, I thought, oh, I'm going to be healthy, and I'm going to use margarine. 45 minutes later, I had the most soupiest mess in the world, and I called up my mom going, Mom, I thought you told me this was an easy cake to make, and I have to be somewhere in an hour for a potluck. What do I do?
Right.
Well, did you use butter? No, I used margarine. Well, if I tell you to use butter, you better use butter, because with baking, you have to follow the instructions.
That's so true.
I had to go out to the store and buy a cake that night. At least the thing is, with butter, now they do prove that it is healthier, and at least you can get an unsalted version of it if you want to really be healthy about it. You know?
Well, right. There
but
you go.
But that was my biggest baking mistake for the easiest thing to make in the world. I was like, how the hell did you mess up a dump cake?
By using margarine, apparently, right? Appreciate the call. Thanks, Brian. Thank you so much, and good luck on the cooking there. 855-752-4842. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, butter or margarine? What's worse?
Margarine's worse, and I did a lot of research about the agents and stuff to mitigate bacterial growth while you're sleeping at night. Well, guess what? Small pat of butter, smear around in your mouth, swish it around, and
wait a minute.
The bad bacteria
Wait a minute here. Stop the show. I want to make sure I'm understanding.
Google it.
You're saying
Google
that
it.
Instead of brushing your teeth, put butter in your mouth at night?
Oh, all right. In addition?
No, I didn't say that.
All right.
I said that. Say that before you go to bed, if you take a pat of small amount of butter and smear, you know, use your tongue and move it around your mouth, it'll mitigate a lot of the bad bacteria.
Really? I have learned something on the show today.
Believe me, just Google it.
I'm just fascinated because I've never heard it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. News you can use, 855-752-4842. Whistler, up on the RC Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Whistler, butter or margarine? What's worse?
Well, I would have to say that margarine is worse. I remember back in the 50s, early 60s, my aunt and uncle lived in Chicago. Every time they'd come up to Spring Green, they'd bring two cases of margarine because it was cheaper than butter. So that was one of the things that happened in my young life. But I think butter is better.
Families can be split apart by stuff like that. You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, Whistler. Have a great day up there in the RC. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Chad Holmes Country, WXCO, in beautiful Wausau. Dale in Wausau. Dale, butter or margarine? What's worse?
Margarine is worse, but there's butter. Stick butter is the best, but there's butters out there now that are spreadable butter. There's a lot of oil in that spreadable butter, and that's been shown to be detrimental to a person's health. All this oil in this spreadable butter. But stick butter is the best. Margarine is the worst.
Appreciate it, Dale. Thank you so much. They also have now, it's called hand-rolled butter, which is right from the creamery. They don't even shape it into sticks. They just take it raw and they roll it into a nice little roll. Not like more like an oblong roll, basically.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really good. Let's see here. What's worse, butter or margarine? Len, listening to WMDX in Madison, says from the aspect of saturated fats, butter is worse. But from the aspect of America's dairyland, margarine is worse. Tom in Jackson on AUK says, easy, butter is made from real dairy. It got a bad rap years ago when the corn industry paid for junk science that said butter was bad for you. Megan, oh, we already did that one. Let's see here. What else we got? We've got Katya in Madison. Todd, what is the binary thinking? I like butter and olive oil blend. Now, that's different, I think, than what our last caller was saying. You put, and that makes it a little bit more spreadable. I think as long as it's good olive oil, I think that's fine for you as well, although I'm not a doctor. Don't take my medical advice. Tom in Jackson, AUK, says later it was proven that in the process of making corn oil to hold shape, it was not good for you.
Yeah. Continuing his earlier comment about the alleged fake studies that made butter seem worse than margarine.
Yeah. And in Chippewa Falls on WCFW says, do they still sell margarine? Butter for sure is better. Yes, of course they sell margarine. Yeah, absolutely. Len in Madison, butter or margarine depends on if you want your dietary application before or after it goes into the cow. I like that. That's really good.
I will say,
yeah,
it is important to have butter alternatives for people who are lactose intolerant.
Well, sure, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that they're good.
but they also have pills for that.
That's true. For some people, they don't work as well.
Well, take a pill. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Well, you go, what's the worst numbers, butter or margarine?
Margarine. I'm right. Yeah, I'm saying it's important to exist. I'm not saying I like it.
I think I've heard this years. I think I told this story a long time ago on the show. I'm going to retell it quickly. I had a revel, and I grew up in a dairy farming family. My grandparents on my dad's side were dairy farmers. So big lover of dairy. But then, you know, in the 80s or something like that, you know, margarine kind of came, well, you know, as the caller said, or the texture, you know, a lot of fake science paid for by the corn industry on margarine. And so I started kind of using margarine because it's supposed to be good for you. And I was back home from college. And my mom used to have, well, she still does have the old kind of the stove, the electric stove with the coils. And so I was going to fry an egg. And so I put margarine in the pan to fry an egg. And then the phone rang before cell phones. Yes, I know. And so I went to answer the landline, and so I put the pan on its side. Kind of one side of the pan was up on the coil of the electric burner, and one was on the end, you know, the flat part of the stove. And I went, I forget who it was. And the phone call lasted a couple of minutes, and I went back to the stove to fry the egg. And that big glob of margarine I put in the pan to melt, there was like a big glob of whatever, still up at the top of the pan, and then all this water at the bottom. And I thought to myself, I'm not putting that in my body. That there's no way that can be good for you. And yes, I get it. Too much, you know, cholesterol or too much of anything is not good for us, right? But to other caller's point, dairy, if you get like good organic butter, I mean, it's milk and salt and enzymes, and that's it. And you cannot beat great Wisconsin butter. As Ken Lewis taught me years ago, you can't beat it with a stick. So, yes, margarine is worse. It ain't even, and you know, back in the day, like the Wisconsin oleo, they used to call it oleo, was outlawed. And Wisconsin restaurants to this day, you have to carry butter on the table. That's the law. 855-752-4842. Tony in Beaver Dam. Tony, butter and margarine, what's worse?
What about oleo?
I brought it up. I said, but oleo is basically margarine.
Well, I know that, but it's got oil right in the name.
Right. So are you saying that oleo is worse than butter?
Well, of course. I said that butter is the only thing for people in Wisconsin. So. Right.
I'll go along with that.
Have a good day, brother.
Appreciate it, Tony. Thank you so much. Tom in Jackson says, if you put margarine outside, animals won't eat it. I didn't know that. I've never put it outside for an animal to try out. Well, this was fantastic. This is a good one. Lots of feelings on this. Like overwhelmingly, people have voted now that margarine is butter better. Margarine is worse than butter. Can we fit a quick one in? Steve in Middleton. Steve, quickly, butter or margarine, what's worse?
Margarine's worse, but I usually buy it. But you know the story about Gordy Roselip, a Republican from down around Darlington?
Yeah, tell it.
'60s.
Tell it quickly.
He claimed he tried to pass a law that you couldn't sell oleo in the state because of the butter industry and that. And he claimed he could tell the difference, so they ran a couple different demonstrations, and he couldn't ever tell the difference at all.
I know. That's a great story, Senator Gordy Roselip. All right, come on back. We'll end up the show. It's the Almost Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. A little CBS News Radio or ABC News Radio, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media Radio Network that you listen to, followed by a sports update with the great Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. How about them Wisconsin Badgers last night? Speaking of Ely, Minnesota, our listeners up there, although we're not on Ely yet, but music is. Wisconsin went to the Barn in Minnesota last night, men's basketball, and came away a winner by 7 points, 74-67. Big game for the Badgers. Jack Janicki, this great kid from Minnesota who had D1 offers, scholarships, passed him by to come to Wisconsin. And I'm not sure if he's a walk-on. I don't believe that. I'm not sure if he has a scholarship now, but when he came, I don't think he had a scholarship. Paid his own way to play for Greg Gard of the Badgers. And Janicki came off the bench, had like 6-7 points last night, and like with 8 seconds left, took a bad shove or whatever, and his face hit the floor. The poor kid chipped his like a quarter of his front, one of his front, and he has beautiful teeth.
That is unfortunate.
And he got up and he picked his tooth up or part of the tooth up off the floor and went to the bench. And Coach Gard was asked after if he was okay, and he said he'll be fine. He just looks like a hockey player right now.
Yeah.
And so I recommended my dentist to them on Twitter. I said, here, Rob Bradley, go see him. Great, great dentist here in Madison. But boy, the Badgers looked, the 3-point shot still not doing great, but Wisconsin, now still the number one free throw shooting team in America.
Very impressive.
How about that? On the other side, Marquette University, bad news for my former boss, Scott Klug. His Marquette Golden Eagles fell 72-66 last night to the UConn Huskies. But I think Marquette will be okay. They're going to win a couple of games in the tournament, I think. But with that win last night, now Wisconsin finishes up the regular season with senior night on Saturday. They take on Penn State at the Kohl Center. You can hear that game on the Civic Media app for free and on select stations broadcast over the air across the state of Wisconsin, then on to the Big Ten tournament, which the Badgers, I believe, now are right kind of tied. There's like three teams trying to fight for that number 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament, which means you get a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. And right now, the Badgers still forecast for a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, which means they may be able to play their first 2 games of the big tournament in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum. That'd be fantastic news. A couple of this and that notes to end the show. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to uphold a federal judge's order that compelled the Trump administration to release funding for completed projects to contractors and recipients of grants from the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department, which amounts to roughly $2 billion. So we'll see if the Trump administration actually implements that, gives these life-saving foods and medications to people around the world who are dependent upon them. We shall see. Also yesterday, NBA player LeBron James scored his 50,000th career point. Has had 50,000 points.
Wow.
In the NBA. 50,000 LeBron James. Incredible. Great athlete. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaxxer, get this, this is interesting, acknowledged the value of measles vaccines amid a deadly outbreak in Texas. The voice is still like, I'd have to take a lot more steroids to do the voice.
I can do it, but I'm not going to do it right now because
it's hard on the voice to do it.
To work into it.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people dying of measles. So yeah, I mean, vaccines will help. Apparently Kennedy's motto is you can't lose if you take both sides.
So true. That's right. Well, he kind of has the worst of both sides most of the time.
We did not spend as much time on this today as I had planned, but we had other things going on, as it is seemingly now every day. We mentioned it a little bit yesterday as it broke. I know Jay Matt mentioned it this morning. He talked about it with Greg on their show. Department of Veterans Affairs planning an aggressive, what they're calling an aggressive reorganization that includes cutting around 80,000 jobs from the sprawling agency that provides health care to retired military members, according to an internal memo obtained by the Associated Press and others. The VA chief of staff, Christopher Sirik, told top-level officials at the agency that it had an objective to cut enough employees to return to 2019 staffing levels of just under 400,000. That would require terminating tens of thousands of employees after the VA expanded during the Biden administration, as well as to cover veterans impacted by burn pits under the 2022 PACT Act. This is very important, and we'll continue to talk about this because regular listeners of the show know that few people admire, honor, and respect our veterans and men and women in service and uniform more than me. And although I never served, I had the honor and privilege of working with them during my time working in the U.S. House of Representatives. The reason that Biden expanded the VA was to cover these folks who put their lives in danger overseas, particularly in Afghanistan, and were exposed to all these chemicals that caused them cancer, including Biden's late son, Beau. And John Stewart has done amazing work to get this for these people. And now the Trump administration says, thanks, but no thanks. We say thanks to each and every one of you. Thanks to Zomers. Brady Ewing will be here tomorrow talking Badger basketball and more, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Stocks are at a tailspin as threatened tariffs come and go and maybe come again. The latest, Mexico will not face U.S. tariffs on anything for 1 month at least. President Trump said so after a phone call with Mexican President Sheinbaum. What about Canada? U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says those tariffs will also be delayed, most likely. Hamas dismissing President Trump's ultimatum to free all the remaining hostages, ignoring his warning that there will be hell to pay. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff.
We want to see these hostages come home. We're not going to sit here, do nothing, and tolerate these kind of inhumane conditions.
Hamas saying it won't release anyone without full implementation of phase two of the ceasefire deal. The Department of Education will live to see another day. The White House canceling President Trump's executive order, signing that was planned for today. NASDAQ down almost 3%, S&P down almost 2%, Dow down almost 600 points. This is ABC News.